universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy.
Early in the morning,
I will celebrate the light. And when I stumble in the darkness, I will call your name by night. God of wonders beyond our galaxy.
Lord, you're holy.
You are holy.
You are holy.
The universe declares your majesty. You are holy. Holy. God of wonders beyond our galaxy.
Oh God, you're holy.
You are holy, holy. Universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy.
Lord of heaven and earth.
Lord of heaven and earth. Hallelujah to the Lord of heaven and earth. Hallelujah to the Lord of heaven and earth. Hallelujah to the Lord of heaven and earth. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're holy. We worship you, God. How wonderful you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. While you're standing, give the opportunity to go around and greet one another, shake their hand, tell them you're happy to see them here in the house of the Lord. One of the ushers will be at the back with an offering plate, and you can worship with your wallet as you pass by. God bless you for being here.
Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how that you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how that you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. I do want to make you aware of a few things. By way of announcement, also let you know a few things that have changed. We having some minor difficulties. We have run new cords up to the projector from the soundboard, and so we're trying to get all that worked out. As best as possible, but it's going to give us a higher image quality, and the cords we were using were outdated, and it was a minor expense that is going to help us in the long run and streamline some things back there so we don't have to change back and forth. And just that doesn't mean that much to any of those that are not working with the sound and multimedia, but if you are working with the sound and multimedia, you know it's an advancement and it's an upgrade. And we needed it, but just bear with us as we work out some of the bugs and make sure everything becomes seamless. Thank you, Brother Wallace, for going out of the way and purchasing this stuff and helping us install it. And he orchestrated it all, set it all up, and so we're working to make it a better experience for you and everybody else that views the words. And I know it's easier when the words are up there, and so we want to provide that for you. And thank you to those sound men and all that goes into a lot of what happens here. And you may have noticed on the back, kind of on my left, it would be your right, the stairwell going up, there is a new chart, and we are starting a new program called A Square in a Chair. It is our desire, and I think it's the desire of most of you, that we replace the carpet here in the sanctuary, and we feel that it's a good time when we replace the carpet to go to a padded seat. Thought there would be some that would be happy about that. And so we took the square footage of the building, the carpeted area, we split it up into squares. There's about 192 squares if you do the measurements. Brother and Sister Wallace made the chart. They put it, looks great, all these lines. And so if we, and you can read the information back there, if we fill up all of those 192 square inch chairs, that will have raised over $10,000, and that will be almost enough and probably close to being able to afford all new seating and all new carpet here from the platform back to the rooms back there. And so that's what we are endeavoring to do. And going back to the multimedia and those individuals that help us, you may or may not know this, but our services are recorded and they are taken from a drive and they're put on the internet on our church website. And today in the mail, we had our first contribution to. They didn't know they were contributing to a chair and a square, but it's kind of, it's just the way things work out. We put the program together. We were going to do a big launch, but this came in the mail today, and the chart was made up, and we put it up there. So I was like, you know, I'm just gonna promote it tonight. I don't know exactly where the check came from in the sense of the individual. I kind of have an idea, but it's a business check. And so the very first ones to put an X, and there's two markers back there. There's a red marker and a black marker.
And if you buy a chair and a square or multiple chairs and squares, you can take that red marker and put an X through the square and then write your name in it or family name if you want. Or if you're donating that on behalf of someone else, you can write their name therein. And so the very first square is marked in red and it says freight forward. And the reason why is because we got to check. And here's what it said. There's no name. It only says freight forward logistics out of Yorkville. Check made out to First Apostolic Church for $50. And it says, love the online messages. Thank you, Pastor Wells. Took a picture of it today, and I sent a text to Brother Kellen, Brother Wallace, and Brother Grimm. And I said, I just want you guys to know, thank you so much for your continued effort and all those. I know Brother Mason, Brother Alex, who also help with making sure we get things online and recorded. And so thank you very much. And I told him in the text, you'll never know how many lives you have touched by the sacrifices of making that a part of your ministry. And so we thank them for that. And so the very first chair in a square will be donated without their knowledge. They don't know. They just sent us a check. And the check's going to go towards a chair in a square. And it's going to be Freight Logistics. And I'll even make this. And I haven't discussed this with my wife, but I think she'll be okay with it. It's $55 for a chair in a square. All right? I've already done the calculation, so I know what it is. If you put 50, I'll put, for every 50 someone does in here, I'll put 5. Got that? All right. So now I know what that means in the long run. So 192 times 5 is $960. All right? So if we get all 192 squares, that means pastor's going to put in $960. Got that? So instead of me putting my name up there with a red X through it, I'm just for every, if you put in 50, I'll put in a 5. Deal? And that way, that takes up a square. And you can have the name all to yourself. And at the end, and hopefully, you know, obviously this, we're not looking at a 20-year plan here. Wow, I thought somebody would snicker about that. Maybe we are looking at a 20-year plan. Hopefully that's not the case. But if we give you something visual, and we talked about this in our department heads meeting, if we give you something visual to look at, as you see progress going forward, you see more red X's getting up there on the chart, then I think it's more of an incentive issue. It's something visual that you can see, and you can help us out in that. If you have any questions, you can see me, and I'll help clear it up, if you will. We're looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to being able to replace the carpet and the seating in the sanctuary. Obviously, we've already started with some. We've started at the back. The baptistry, there's still some work to be done in there. But we just want to move throughout the sanctuary and fix a lot of what needs to be fixed. Obviously, you can only do so much with what we have, but we do need to do our best. And so this is just another program, another way for you to help us out. And along with that, there are other things going on, not only in this local assembly, but outside this local assembly. There's the next 2 months, April and May, are quite busy. And so if you would like to go, there is, for the next 3 Friday nights, there is a this Friday night at FAC of Aurora, and I believe, I haven't seen the time on any of their, but I think it's 7. Okay, that's what I thought. At 7 o'clock, the Arise Worship Extravaganza is happening at FAC Aurora, and you are invited to go and be a part of that. It is a great time. If you have opportunity to go, you will not be disappointed. It will enrich your life, and I guarantee if you make the effort to be there, you will be glad that you did. And so that is happening. There's other events scrolling up behind us. This coming Saturday morning, Ladies Fellowship, 9 a.m., Sister Angie Duell's house. And so we invite all the ladies to go and be a part of that, have a good time of fellowship. Breakfast is provided at that, and so just show up. And they have it all set up, I assume. This is a ladies' thing, so it's not my lane. I don't run in it. They're looking forward to having you at that event, ladies, on Saturday. Other events, regular scheduled services on Sunday. Our final Financial Peace University is happening Sunday night, lesson number 9, The Great Misunderstanding. If you want to know what The Great Misunderstanding is, well, you got to come. And so that's happening on Sunday night. And then other things happening a week from this Friday night is a youth rally happening at Life Church of Rock Run Joliet. That is our section, so we are going to try to go and be a part of that. And then the following Friday is another youth service in Steger. And so if you want to go and be a part of special church services, there's opportunity for you to go and be a part of it. So just so you know, those things are out there. We'll post them up. Some of them already on the bulletin board. We'll post more on the bulletin board. But I've said a lot about announcements. Normally during this time, we ask for prayer requests and we go to the Lord in prayer. And I don't want to do that right now. We may do that in a little bit. But I know that here tonight, there, and I've already checked with some and others, it'll just be spur of the moment for you. But I know there are some testimonies in the house, prayers that have been answered for certain people. And I want to just take a few moments, and I'm not going to put any time limit, but I would ask that you would respect that others may want to say something and testify when you do. And this is not something we do every service, you know me. But I just felt reports were coming in. I talked to some people about some different things. And so I'm not trying to pull your arm, but if you would like to, I would like for a few people to testify about some prayers that are answered and things God has done in their lives. And since I've already asked Sister D and she already accepted, I'm going to allow her to go first. Do you want the mic or no? Okay. miracle in the making. It's awesome. God always rewards faithfulness. Always rewards faithfulness. And we're excited for Brother Wallace and the family and what God is doing there. And anybody else got something they'd like to say? Testimony they'd like to give? Uh-oh. Jay's getting a stare down right now. Let me give you a small one. And I say small. It's you know, and I think sometimes that we think that we have to get before God, and I'm certainly not opposed to getting on your knees and making a request, but the Bible says that he knows that we have need of before we ask or even think it. Actually, this is something my wife doesn't even know, just kind of developed today. There's a lot of new information from my wife. Pray for our communication. That's a prayer request. But it's still happening, okay? So it's just kind of in flux right now. But a few weeks ago, many of you know I took a position back in January that has advanced. It's progressed rather rapidly, almost to a point where it's a lot. And I was called by the VP of operations for the company, and he said, "Listen," he said, "I want to know if you would be interested in expanding your company." Now I'm the only employee of my company, so. I said, "Well, I mean, I guess it's possible." I said, "You know, I've got 3 projects under my belt right now. I'm traveling a lot, running pretty thin." He said, "No, I'm not talking about you taking on more." He said, "I'm talking about your company hiring people to work for you, and you make money off of them." And I said, "Now that I'm interested in. That we can talk about. As a matter of fact, if it means less work for me and more compensation, hey, I'm all for that." So we just kind of been in conversation. He's very busy, so it's just kind of, you know, here and there we've talked about it on phone calls. And the summer's coming up. Summer's it's student housing, so summer's a very busy time. And so he talked to me. He said, "Listen," he said, do you know some, maybe even some college guys that you could bring on for the summer? They could help support us, and you know we could kind of start small and expand that way, and through the summer see how it works." And I said, I think." And so there were 2 guys that worked on the project over in Indiana when I worked on the project, 2 college-age guys, really, really good guys, missionary kids. I say kids, they're in their early 20s. But they're both good guys. But there was one I kind of, you know, gelled with a little better than the other. One was okay, the other one was really good, right? And so I'm thinking, well, I want to reach out to these guys about this possibility. I don't have all the details yet. But if I reach out to one, he's the brother of the other. And if I just reach out to one of them, you know, but I don't know that I'll have enough for both of them. But I was like, you know, Lord, I want to do what's right. And so I'm just going to reach out to both of them. So I sent both of them a text saying, "Hey, there's a possibility, opportunity. You know, if you're open working in the summer, I might have something for you." You know, just kind of a general inquiry, if you will, if they were even available. And remember, he knows what we have need of before we ask him and think of it. So he knows it does. And I didn't say, "Lord, I need you to work this out." But he knew what I was thinking. And he knew which of the 2 brothers I would prefer, if it works out, to have come and do what needed to be done. And so the one brother that I hit it off with and gelled with and that I would want to extend the opportunity to, he immediately texted me back and said, "Hey, I think my brother's got something already lined up, but I would be interested." Even the little things. Even the small things. And I don't know if it's all going to materialize, but it was, for me, it was just another confirmation. It was just another shot in the arm, if you will, that God always knows. He's always watching. He's always looking. Amen? In that, I think now's a good time to take some needs of the Lord in prayer. So if you have a prayer request, why don't you slip up your hand and we'll call upon you. You can make your request known and we'll pray about it. Yes, most certainly. Certainly. Anybody else? Sister Christy? All right. Certainly. Pray for Sister Christy's co-worker. All right. There's Sister Carrie. Sister Rose. All right. Very good. The Lord lays it upon your heart to pick up something. Why don't you check with Sister Rose and see what would be needed? And she's mentioned a few things, so why don't you get with her? And I think that's a very worthy cause. Reach out to this family and that situation. Do you have another need? All right. Pray for Sister. All right. All right, well, let's pray for you and your family in that situation there. Certainly a worthy request. Sister Darlene? Yes, pray for Sister Jess Romero in a job situation. Brother Mike? All right. All right, certainly. Remember, Brother Mark Damron. Yes. All right. All right. Let's remember Brother Ferraro, certainly. Why don't you stand? Let's go to the Lord right now. Dear Jesus, we love you. God, we're so thankful for the praise reports, God. You answering prayer. We know that you are a prayer answering God. Oh, that we can come before you with needs and requests, God, over this family that's in need, this young person, God. I pray that we as a church family would reach out, God, do our best support, help, God. For the other situations mentioned here, the individuals dealing with a terminal diagnosis, God, individuals looking for a job, God, a situation, Lord, we know that you're able to make a way out of no way, God. We know that we can come to you in faith, believing and trusting in your power to work, to move, God. We thank you, God, for this awesome, God, opportunity to minister to other people, God. Through giving of ourselves, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, God. You are so worthy to be praised, God. And we thank you, God, that we can be used by you for the furtherance of your kingdom, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How we love you, Lord. How we praise you, we honor you, God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, why don't we just take a few moments and applaud the Lord? Why don't we lift our voice in praise unto him? Oh, thank you, Jesus. You are so good to us, God. You are so good to us, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Have you been enjoying our study on science in the Bible? Yes. If you've been enjoying it, raise your hands. I won't look. If you've been enjoying it, raise your hands. I won't look. If you've been fighting sleep, raise your hands. I won't look. Well, either way, good news. A little change in programming tonight. We will pick up with regularly scheduled programming next week, but tonight we're going to go a little different area. We weren't exactly for sure that we were going to be able to get the projector up and running, so I wasn't going to put a lot of time and effort into continuing that particular study. The next subject is really good. I mean, in my opinion, they've all been good. Obviously, I'm a little biased because I'm the one doing the teaching, but the next one is... It seems like every chapter, the further I get to the book, the further my mind is blown by the parallels. And so I'm just trying to whet your appetite for next Wednesday night, because hopefully we'll be able to pick back up talking about faith, truth, and reason, how the Bible and science are compatible, and things we can understand about the Bible in reference to science and all that good stuff. But I've only got about 20 minutes, so 25 minutes, so I'm going to hurry on into the subject for tonight. And so do you know which one that is? I am. I still, I'm just fooling everybody tonight. I did do I'm a big PowerPoint guy on teaching, and so I did do a PowerPoint, so we're going to go with that tonight. It should be, you got to turn it all back on. All right, well, turn in your Bibles while they're getting that up. If you have your Bibles, why don't you turn to 2 Peter chapter number 1, and I'm going to be reading verses 3 through 8. And then we're going to have a little interactive teaching, a little fun, and hopefully I can get through it here in the next 25 minutes and do it justice. But I want to talk about to add or to take away. To add or to take away. The question is, am I adding to or am I subtracting from the lives of others? It's a very honest question. Am I adding to or am I subtracting from the lives of others? Am I being a contributor or am I being a consumer? Honest question. Am I being a contributor or am I being a consumer? What is my status, if you will, in relation to other people? 2 Peter chapter number 1. You found it yet? Yeah? Oh, it's still loaded. Okay. We'll read it. 2 Peter chapter number 1. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers. Everybody say partakers. Consumers. Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I am interested in being fruitful. I am not interested in being barren. In relation to spreading the goodness of God, I want to be fruitful. And I don't want to be barren. And so we're going to talk about it. To add or to take away. If we look at verses 3 and 4 of this of where we read, the Bible says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and to godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers or consumers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So I have a question, and we're gonna have some participation here. What things are added to our lives as we partake of his divine nature? What things are added to our lives as we partake of his divine nature? Now, I need two volunteers. Let's see. Next slide, maybe. Not working? Yeah. The next slide says I need two volunteers. That's what the next slide says. Just so you know. There you go. The only requirement is you got to have decent penmanship. I need two volunteers. Come on, step right up, step right up, step right up. Two volunteers. Come, come, come. All right. Let's give a hand to our volunteers. Stand on one side, you stand on the other. All right. Now, how this is going to work is we're going to talk about what things are added unto us as we partake of his divine nature. In other words, as we are consumers of God, we partake, the Bible says, of his divine nature. So in other words, things are added unto us, right? As we partake of God, things are added unto us. So, let's talk about what things are added unto us. And as they say it, you're both going to write the same thing. These are golf balls right here, just so you know. So they're going to write on these golf balls whatever is said, and then they're going to place it in the bucket in the middle. All right? Got that? So all you do is write on the golf ball and place it in the bucket in the middle. All right. So, audience participation here. What are we partakers of? What are added unto us as we partake of his divine nature? Anybody? Security. All right, both of you write security. Throw it in there. Anything else? Peace. All right, you got to write fast. Peace, joy. What else? Love. What else? Long-suffering. Gentleness. I think I'm hearing fruit of the Spirit. Meekness. How's it going? Caught up yet? No? What you on? Long suffering? Okay. Anybody else? Patience. Got patience? We're not going to mark out for spelling, so that's okay. Patience. Anybody else? What's that? Yes. Especially patience. And for others, long-suffering. Next slide. Man, is this thing like not working? Hold on. All right. Here's some other things. It tells us in the next verses, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. So faith is something, right? So faith, write down faith. That's the next one. Here, see if you can get this thing working. It's going to drive me nuts. I don't know if the battery's dead or what. All right, so what's next? Virtue. Add to your faith virtue. So write virtue. If you want to know how to spell it, it's up there. And then after virtue, what? Knowledge. And after knowledge, temperance. Yeah, temperance. And you already did patience. So that's in there. And what about godliness? You got godliness? You had no idea you're going to have to write all this, did you? And after godliness is what? Brotherly kindness. You can just write kindness. You don't have to write brotherly. Just kindness. Is that one of the, was that already one? Okay. Well, you can have it twice. It's okay. It'll just add more kindness to your life. And charity. You got charity? Wow, look at that. And we ended on the last two golf balls. You got charity? Yep. All right. So we're all done? We got them all? Okay, thank you. Why don't you give them a hand? You can put down the markers. You can put those. All right. So we have, in the middle here, we have a bucket that is full of what? Golf balls. That is correct. Symbolically speaking, the golf balls have written upon them what? Fruit of the Spirit. Also, let's just say godly characteristics or attributes, right? All right. So we have all these things, and I'll go through them here. I had them all up there for you, see? All nice and cool. Now, what about other talents, abilities, characteristics? Somebody. Talent. A talent that maybe you're blessed with. Singing. Writing. Acting. Teaching. Anybody else? Now, here's the thing. We always think, well, what's in relation to the Bible? What's in relation to... Understand that even those individuals that use talents and abilities that are not for godly purposes, they're still given by God. The ability to do those things is a God-given ability, right? Remember, we work from an objective truth that God is the origin of all things, right? So even individuals who are not using those talents or those abilities or those characteristics and not using them for godliness or in pursuit of godliness, we still understand that the origin of those things is God, right? So they have all of these things, these characteristics, and we could spend a lot of time, and we don't have a lot of time, so we won't, on all the things that God can add to our lives as we pursue him. I, for one, am a living example. I was a shy, introverted teenager. I would not call out for pizza. I never thought that I could follow the call of God on my life because I couldn't. When there was an oral book report at school, I didn't go. I feigned sickness because I didn't get up in front of people and I didn't talk. I just didn't. I had a stuttering problem. I was growing up and went to speech therapy, and if I got nervous, I would stutter, and I would break out in cold sweats. I mean, the whole nine yards. And so I am living proof that when you pursue the things of God, that God can take those things and those obstacles and can add into your life things that you never thought possible. Abilities and characteristics and things about, and here's the thing. It's the understanding, and here's, I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and when it comes to the goodness of God, it's the understanding that all the goodness originates from him. And so giving glory to God for the goodness that is in me. In other words, here's the, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, the Bible says, from such turn away. And so for me to have this godly attribute in my life, but to deny that he is the power thereof, that's something I don't ever want to do. I want to acknowledge that he is the one from which it originates. Okay, so when we think about all this and we look in reference to all of these things that God provides for us and being partakers of his divine natures, there's a serious question. How do we view our relationship with God? Do we see it as contributing or do we see it as consuming? Do we see our relationship with God as something that is contributing to my everyday living? I know the easy answer is to shake our head yes. Well, certainly, Pastor, we see our relationship with God contributing. But we got to be careful because sometimes we think of that in the future tense. Sometimes we think that the sacrifices we endure now are for what awaits us in the hereafter. And I'm not demeaning that. But when you consider this question, I want you to consider it in the present tense. Is my relationship with God contributing or is it consuming? Am I finding in my walk in relationship with God that things are being added unto me? That I am becoming more patient. That I am becoming more long-suffering. That I am adding virtue. That I am adding, not me adding, but it is being added to my life as a result of partaking in the relationship with God. Follow me? And so it's a serious question. I'm not asking you to raise your hand to answer. And I know the carte blanche answer is just, well, yeah, of course, Pastor. It's a contributing relationship. But here's the thing. Here's the great understanding in relationship to God. He is the ultimate contributor. He is the ultimate producer. Why? Because he is limitless. Because he is the creator. He is Jehovah Jireh, the provider. So when I truly understand a relationship with God, it is the understanding that he is the contributor and I am the consumer. But there's a reason why that relationship with God has to be kept in the understanding. Now, I'm just going to be real with you. If we are not careful, we can allow ministry to be seen as something that's consuming a lot of our lives. I know it's going to get quiet in here. I know we may never get up and affirm that. But if we're not careful sometimes in our going about doing our business, if you will, the business of the kingdom, we can sometimes see what we're doing as consuming our time, consuming our finances. Man, y'all are tough tonight. I'm being real. Sometimes we can view it as a consuming relationship. But understand, we can add nothing to God. And so we have to be careful that we don't allow our ministry or our walk in relationship with God to become something that is consuming. Its intent or its purpose is for us to be added unto, for it to be a contributing relationship. But it cannot be contributing if I am not consuming. Say it with me. If we struggle to overwhelmingly affirm that our relationship with God is presently contributing to our lives, why? Why? If it was not an overwhelming and immediately and resounding yes, it is contributing to me. Yes, my walk in relationship with God. Without a doubt, I don't even have to consider it very much, Pastor. I know that my walk in relationship with God is contributing to me. It is adding unto me. If we struggle to overwhelmingly affirm that, and I'm not saying that you do, I'm just saying if we struggle to overwhelmingly affirm that my walk in relationship with God is continually contributing to my life, then why? Certainly. Well, it's the understanding. It's not necessarily whether I verbalize the complaint. A lot of times it has to do with the feelings. It has a lot of times to do with, well, I put this labor in, but I don't see much fruit of the labor right now. Or I sow a lot of seed, but I'm not seeing much fruit. And so in our humanity, sometimes we can see it as consuming. I guess the point is, what I'm getting at is that we have to understand that in our humanity and in our mindset, if we are not careful and we truly look at our lives in such a way as to ascertain, is this contributing to me or is it consuming? Do I find it a struggle to go to church because I'm not really getting anything out of it? I knew it was going to be quiet tonight. Because if we are, then whether we're verbalizing it or not, we're saying that it has a consuming factor in my life. But if I can overwhelmingly affirm that it is contributing to me, then I can't wait to be in the house of God. Then I can't wait to be around the people of God. I can't wait to be in fellowship. I can't wait for another opportunity to be at a service. If I truly see it as a contributing factor in my life, then it matters more to me. I'm going to get there. Just stay with me. I only got about 5 minutes, so I'm going to have to hurry. On a macro level of society, there are two types of people. There are contributors, which are producers, and then there are consumers, which are reducers. We understand it works that way. Okay, this is a macro level. I'm talking about from the top. There's two types. There are contributors that produce, and there are consumers which reduce. It's supply and demand. The producers, the contributors supply it because the consumers demand it, right? Can we not agree that when it comes to materialism, when it comes to the society that we live in a consumer society, right? Okay, let's agree on that. Now, I need 6 volunteers. No penmanship required. You only have to be literate. Come on, step right up. We don't have much time. I need 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Don't be shy. Step right up. Come on. It's a drawing for a $100 check at the end. No, joking. Coming up, gather around this podium here. Stand, please. Thank you. All right, one here, two there, two over here. I need one more. Come on, brother. All right, come on. All right, two here, two there. One at the top, one at the bottom. There we go. Kind of like a circle? Like a circle around the circle? A circle? Okay, a circle. No? Okay. Remember what's in here? Remember what's in? I know it's golf balls, but what's in here? Okay, those things that are added unto us, right? By partaking of his divine nature. Okay, so I want you to partake of his divine nature. I want you to consume, grab 3 golf balls each. Or just two. I know, I'm two, because you only have 2 hands. Just put one back. 2, it's not that difficult. 2. You have a right, let me do it for you. Goodness. All right, 2, thank you. All right, we don't have much time, time's running. All right, what do you have? Godliness and faith, there we go, moving on. What do you have? Peace and meekness. Okay, so we live in a consumer society, right? But we all participate in contributing to some degree, right? We all contribute to some degree. Okay, so this is what I want you to do. I want you guys to participate in consuming and contributing. Go. No. Consuming and contributing. 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 There you go. All right, stop. I was going to do musical chairs, but. Brother Matt is obviously a consumer. All right. You contribute a lot. So you've got one. All right. Okay, so Brother Matt, he's definitely a consumer. Okay, so you hang out here. You got two. All right, so you're going to be a consumer. You're going to be a consumer. You're going to be a contributor. And you're going to be a contributor. All right? Are you ready? Do your job. Okay. So how many do you have? Now you've got seven. You've got two. You've got four. How many do you have? How many do you have? You don't have anything. No. You presently, you don't have anything. Why? You gave your all. You have nothing. Why? You have nothing. Why? But the whole time. Thank you. You can be seated. Here's the point. The whole time the bucket was there. Any point in time, any of them could have reached into the bucket and grabbed more. But this is how we live our lives. This is why we get frustrated, and this is why we often see our walk and relationship with God as consuming. Because the whole time the bucket is there, the whole time he's there with a limitless supply. And here's the thing. Because life is made up of so many consumers, given. Pastor, it feels like I'm just constantly giving of my time. There's all this outflow all the time, but there's no inflow. Well, let me ask you this. Where are you expecting the inflow to come from? Let me ask you this. What kind of, even if from a human standpoint, I got 2 minutes. It's going to be a really good 2 minutes. From a human standpoint, what would the relationship be like if both of the parties decided that they would outgive the other? Here's the thing. While we're trading back and forth between one another, what we don't understand is because we are contributing, consuming with one another, and our mentality, let's just face it, is that we are a consumer society. And so while we take away from someone to add unto us, thank you for that compliment. It adds to my self-image. Thank you for those kind remarks. It makes me feel better about myself. You have contributed and I have consumed. Meanwhile, the limitless pot is there the whole time. And if we take from it, guess what? In a society where it's consumers and contributors, there's only so much to go around. But in him, it is an absolutely limitless supply. Stay with me. I lost my controller. Where did it go? Somebody consumed it. While we participate in both, we are either predominantly a consumer or a contributor in relation to others. That's it. We are predominantly one or the other. You are either a contributor or you are a consumer. I know we participate in both, but predominantly some of us are consumers and some of us are contributors. It's just the way it is. As believers, we should strive to be what? Let me rephrase the question. As believers, we should strive to be what in relation to others? Contributors. As believers, we should strive to be what in relation to God? A consumer. So instead of just standing around the bucket and handing things back and forth, we need to start reaching into the bucket a little bit more. You did it once. She reached in the bucket one time, and I thought she was going to blow the whole object lesson. And I thought to myself, I hope that doesn't catch on. That was at the beginning, because you weren't following directions. Here's the point I'm trying to make in all this, and I'm almost done. We cannot be contributors to others without being consumers of God. You cannot. It will run you ragged. It will make you jaded. It will leave you empty and dry. And as you contribute, and as if you stop consuming from God, it will wear you out. And you will see your relationship to everybody else, and you will see ministry as consuming your life. But if you learn to connect with God, who has all power, He has all resources, He has it all, you just keep reaching into the bucket. Well, they take it from me. Well, that's okay. I don't get my image from them and their opinion of me. I'm glad if they want to give it. But I get my recognition from my Father, which is in heaven. He's the ultimate contributor. And I just keep going back to the well that shall never run dry. I just keep going back to the bucket. I just keep grabbing some more meekness and some more diligence and some more faith. And some more virtue. I just keep going back to the bucket, and that way I can just keep handing out. I can just keep giving here and giving there, and I won't feel like I'm emptied and done. Closing, you can stand to your feet. God is limitless, the ultimate contributor, producer. The more we consume of Him, the more we contribute to others. It's a simple object lesson that shows I got the bucket's there. He's there all the time. That's why it is necessary that when I get up in the morning, I spend some time in prayer. Why? Because I got to be a consumer if I'm going to be a contributor. Otherwise, it's just changing hands. Otherwise, I'm just going through the motions. Otherwise, I'm getting frustrated and I'm starting to feel like I'm wore out. Go back to the bucket. Go back to the bucket. If I'm going to be a contributor, I got to be a consumer, and I got to consume from God. Otherwise, because here's the thing, if I'm not going to the bucket to consume from God, I'm going to other people to consume from them. And I'm taking away from them. I'm taking away from them. Why? Because we all have a need. Until we learn how to get that need supply, my God shall supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. He has an overflowing, limitless bucket of goods that you and I can reach into any time, any day, at any point. We can just stop and reach in the bucket and say, Lord, I need more meekness right now. Lord, I need more gentleness right now. Lord, I need wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. I can just keep going back to the bucket. I'm not going to look to other people. I'm not looking for fulfillment in relationships, because that's going to be a give and take thing. I'm just going to come to You and ask of You, and You're going to give to me, and I'm going to be able to give to other people. Oh, why don't we worship the Lord for a few minutes? Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, we thank You for Your word. God, we thank You for this time together. We thank You for lessons that help lead us in life. God, let us constantly come to You to consume, that we may contribute to others. We love You, we praise You, we honor You, we give You glory for who You are and what You do. In Jesus' precious name we pray. I had a lot more to say, but I have to wait for another time. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord. You may go in Jesus' name.